Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Tuesday, October 12th. Today on Forbes, how clever deals made Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta billions richer during the pandemic. You can describe Tillman Fertitta, the 64-year-old yacht, restaurant, casino, and hotel owner, in many ways. As a showman, risk-taker, college dropout, detail guy, NBA owner of the Houston Rockets, reality show star on CNBC's Billion Dollar Buyer, and the fellow who bought Donald Trump's casino in Atlantic City out of bankruptcy in 2011 and made a success of it. But the one identity that has arguably made the biggest impact on his wealth is that of a sharp financial engineer with a history of cutting the public into and out of his ventures and taking on and offloading debt at opportune moments. Fertitta says, quote, "We always get bigger and stronger during tough times." In the 2001 downturn, he gobbled up troubled restaurant chains at a discount. In 2010, in the wake of the Great Recession, he took Landry's Inc. private, buying the 45% he didn't own for $1.4 billion in cash after it had spent 17 years as a public company. This time around, Fertitta could have ended up going broke under $4.6 billion in debt accumulated to build his empire. Instead, he's getting richer by making use of the era's hottest financial trend, the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, or SPAC. Thanks to creative SPAC financing and what appears to be some serious self-dealing, Fertitta has already increased his net worth, Forbes estimates, from $4.1 billion a year ago to $6.3 billion today. This coming December, Fertitta hopes to close on his fifth SPAC deal, the biggest transaction of his career, in which he will offload most of Landry's holdings, including five Golden Nugget casinos and more than 500 restaurants and billions in debt, to the rechristened Fertitta Entertainment. If all goes as planned, he'll end up with a 74% stake, worth some $4 billion, in the new public company and a personal net worth topping $8 billion. Landry's restaurant brands include Bubba Gump, McCormick & Schmick's, The Palm, and the Rainforest Cafe. For full coverage, check out Chris Hellman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.